This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's Federal Security Service says that at least 93 people were killed, more than 100 wounded Friday in an attack at a Moscow concert. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The attack, which Russian authorities are investigating as terrorism, is the deadliest in Russia in recent years. Several gunmen burst into the concert hall on the edge of Moscow and sprayed visitors with automatic gunfire, killing and wounding dozens and starting a massive blaze. Russian media reported a second blast at the venue. There were reports that some of the gunmen had barricaded themselves somewhere in the building and that the venue's roof has collapsed. The attack comes days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with the two discussing the possibility of an Israeli military offensive and the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council on Friday turned in a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, an Israeli-Hamas hostage deal after Russia and China vetoed the measure proposed by the United States. Reuters' Emma Jelly with more.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Security Council that the two nations had cynical and petty reasons.
So the resolution was exceedingly politicized and contained an effective green light for Israel to mount a military operation in Rafah. Zhang Jun, China's ambassador, said the U.S. resolution fell short of expectations by only setting preconditions for a ceasefire and echoed Russia's comments. The U.S. has wanted any Security Council support for a ceasefire to be linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, vetoing three previous ceasefire resolutions put forward by the Council.
That is after 30 years of conflict in Syria, and despite the use of new diplomatic avenues, the tragic reality is that developments are all going in the wrong direction, including in the security, humanitarian, human rights, economic, and political spheres.
Pedersen adds he's alarmed at the trajectory of events and the lack of progress in reversing them. Meanwhile, UN humanitarian official Adam Abdelmullah is appealing for more than $4 billion in life-saving aid for more than 10 million Syrians. I'm Charles Villadesma.
UN officials say more than 33,000 people have fled Haiti's capital in a span of nearly 2 weeks as gangs continue to pillage homes and attack state institutions. A new report from the UN's International Organization for Migration found that the majority have traveled to Haiti's southern region. It is generally peaceful compared with Port-au-Prince, which has an estimated population of 3 million and remain largely paralyzed by gang violence. Scores of people have been killed and some 17,000 people overall left homeless since the gang attacks begun on February 29th, targeting police stations and the main international airport, which remains closed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.